Does your website spark joy? That's the question we're asking on this episode of Propel Your Practice. Hello, and welcome to the final episode of 2022 for the Propel Your Practice podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Sullivan with Propel Marketing and Design. If you're new here, the Propel Your Practice podcast covers actionable marketing strategies that help clinic owners propel their practice online. In the last episode, we asked the question, as a website owner, does your website spark joy? And in this episode, we're asking, does your website spark joy for your website visitors? And not just your website visitors, but your ideal patient. A quick little copyright disclaimer before we dive in today. Propel Marketing and Design and the Propel Your Practice podcast are in no way affiliated with Marie Kondo brand or books or anything like that. I just love the topic idea of, does your website spark joy? I'm recording this episode at the end of the year, and I like to use the end of the year to reflect back on marketing initiatives of the year and determine what works and what hasn't worked so that we know as we plan for the new year what worked, what didn't work, and what should be modified that could make things work better for the next year. The same goes for your website. Digging into your analytics, your Google Analytics, will help you understand and get a better insight into the actions people take on your website, how they got to your website, if they're even the right audience for your website. Now, we're not going to dive too deep into Google Analytics today, as we're saving that for an upcoming episode, but it's a great idea to dive into those analytics to see which pieces of content performed well over this past year that are on your website. And take a look at areas where maybe your bounce rate was higher and consider different actions you can take to improve that. So here are 8 questions you can ask to help you determine if your website sparks joy. 1, do people know what you offer as soon as they land on your website? Meaning, if you're a chiropractor, it blatantly says chiropractic care and chiropractor on your website, on the homepage, without having to scroll, that it doesn't just say spine and sport or talk about medical offerings that are general, but your website clearly defines who you are and what you offer as soon as somebody gets to your website. 2, can website visitors find the information they're looking for? Meaning, is it easy for them to book an appointment? Is it easy for them to contact you the right way? If you don't want them to pick up the phone to call you, you would rather them book online, does it give them that directive? Can they find all needed paperwork or other documentation that they need to find on your website that would help avoid people calling you and asking you for the information? This also includes insurance information. If they need to know what insurances you accept, is that easy to find on your website? Question number 3, do you have relatable photos and imagery on your website? Or did you simply use stock photography? If you haven't had the chance, you can go back and listen to a podcast that we did on planning for a photo shoot. I've talked to a number of clinic owners said that they really found that episode helpful in that they were able to capture the proper personalities of their clinic through planning a photo shoot that included pictures not only of their office, their staff, but also highlighted the services that they offer and provided a better way for them to connect with their target audience than just using stock photography. Question number 4. Does your website load quickly and is it secure? Nobody is going to enjoy visiting your website if it takes forever to load or if it isn't a secure site. So make sure that your website is secure and that it loads quickly. 5. Does your website focus on the results you can provide your patients, or does it just focus on your qualifications and your achievement? We want to make sure that your website focuses on the results that you can provide your patient. Question number 6. Does your website contain huge blocks of text? We want to make sure that we don't have huge blocks of text on your website, meaning that you've got long paragraphs. And I like to go by the rule of 3. If you have a paragraph that's longer than 3 lines of text when you're looking at it on a desktop or a laptop, then you want to make sure that you do a hard return in a location that makes sense at the end of a sentence to give the eye a visual break in the content. We also want to make sure that we break up huge blocks of content with header tags, telling somebody what that segment of text is going to cover. This helps people have a better user experience on your website because they're able to take in the information easier because they're not just staring at huge blocks of text, and they can scan for the header text that matches the piece of content they're actually looking for. Question number 7. Can they read your logo? There's the fad of having a video at the top of a lot of clinics' websites that is behind the logo and the top menu. And what can happen is if you're having a colored video on top of a colored logo, it can be hard to read. And this actually goes for the menu text as well. You want to make sure that you don't have text that is a similar color on top of an image without having a background behind it to let it stand out. This can be simply fixed. For example, you have a video that's running in your header of your website. You can easily switch your logo instead of being a colored logo to a white logo to make sure that it pops and that it's easily visible. We want to make sure that people are able to identify where they are, that they're on your website, your company, your branding, and then again, that they're able to click through on that top navigation without being able to squint or try to figure out what the words say because it's text on top of an image or video. So keep that in mind as well. Then the last question that I want to ask you when it comes to asking, does your website spark joy for people who visit it? We all love video. Video, video, video. You hear people talk about video all the time. But what we want to make sure that we do is not only include the information that they need in the video, but also include it as text on the website. And I'm going to give you a specific example of this. I was speaking the other day to an animal chiropractor who had made a video to simplify the process to explain to everybody the steps that are involved in getting a recommendation from a vet so that they can be treated in that area by an animal chiropractor, which was great. Videos really do have a way of simplifying the message and giving somebody the opportunity to relate to you. The problem is that not everybody that visited that page took the time to push play and watch the video. Or think about it like this. The person that visits your website might be in a crowded area. They might be at work. They might be in a cubicle and they can't just hit play on a video. So as much as we love videos, we want to make sure that we include important information in actual text that people can read on your website, not solely as videos. There are a ton of other questions that you can ask that will lead you to understanding if your website sparks joy for people that are visiting it. But I want to leave you with this. One of the most important ways to determine if your website sparks joy for those who visit it is to have fresh eyes take a look at your website. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten on a Zoom meeting and we're looking together with a client or potential client at their clinic's website, and they assume specific content is located on their website, or they were sure that information was really easy to find and then they realize it isn't. Or they might think that something seems easy to find on their website, but a visitor has a harder time finding. So one thing I would like to encourage you to do is to have somebody look over your website that isn't you. Now being the end of the year is always a great time to conduct a website audit and make sure that your website is living up to its potential. If you're a chiropractor or a clinic owner, you can visit our website, propelyourcompany.com, and click Book a Discovery Call if you would like to schedule a time for us to look at your website together and see how you can improve its overall performance online and when somebody visits your website. Well, hey, before we head out, I want to invite you to join in on a free masterclass I put together on the 5 secrets to owning the first page of Google without paying for ads. You can find a link to sign up for this free masterclass in the show notes for this episode or by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. During this workshop, we do a deep dive into strategies to help you improve your online presence, including your Google Business Profile. That's what used to be called the Google My Business listing and what controls the Google Maps section, along with how voice SEO plays a big role in today's search and where you should be focusing your efforts online for the biggest impact. All right. Well, that's it for today. Again, you can join the masterclass by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. And if you have a topic that you would like to hear on an upcoming episode of Propel Your Practice, please send it in by visiting propelyourcompany.com/podcast-topics or looking for the link in the show notes. Thanks so much for your time. I'll talk to you soon.